You guys remember a couple days earlier this week, I think it was Monday, we got a phone call from a woman who said that her school was in the process of making some cards for 15,000 cards for the troops. And she was a teacher at Hazelwood North Middle School.
Yeah, I think that was Monday.
And we said, you know what, we're going to stop by and we're going to collect those cards because we want to see the kids. Well, little did we know that we were walking into the school yesterday and they were having an assembly for the eighth graders that did this campaign. So every eighth grader at that school was in the gymnasium. And there, Brando and I walking in. Mm-hmm. Not knowing what we were going to expect. Oh, my God. It was amazing to see all those kids there.
I thought there'd be a few cards, like, at the front desk, you know, like in the
office.
So we go in, and there is a student. She's actually in seventh grade, but she was there because her mother, who served in the Army and retired 13 years ago, was going to be there to receive a certificate from the school and also to receive one of the holiday cards that they were making for the veterans. We also found out that this one seventh grader, her father is stationed in Georgia. He's currently in the military. Hmm. Her cousin is in the military. Almost every extended family member is in the military. When Brando and I asked her at the end, are you going into the military? She said, no. I want to be a doctor or a dentist or an orthopedic or a flight attendant. Yeah.
Dang, girl.
So she had her plans and had everything out. It was just crazy. But the big news came because with the amount of cards that we received yesterday after the show, and by the time we got to the school, they put us over the amount of cards that we were looking for. 15,000 cards. And then this happened when we told them, they got us to 15,112 cards.
On behalf of myself, Brando, and Cassidy, who's also on the show, our big thanks to you guys for making that happen. 15,112 cards, all because of what you guys did. Make a little bit of noise. You don't have to clap. You can yell, scream.
The feet.
Oh, yeah, they're going nuts.
So loud.
So they officially got us over the mark yesterday,
so
15,112 cards. Now, little did you know, we were holding on to that till 8 o'clock this morning. Since then, phone screener Bryce has been counting the countless cards that came in yesterday and also throughout the morning this morning. Mm-hmm. We have to get them all by 5:30 today because on Monday, the whole show is going to go out to John Cochran downtown, the VA, also Jefferson Barracks, and we are going to hand deliver these cards. They have a wonderful organization, a wonderful house there. Cassidy's going to see it for the first time called the Fisher House.
I'm excited.
This is where family members are able to stay while their loved one is recuperating in the hospital. And our friends at Dietz and Watson are actually going to deliver some food to the Fisher House to make it a nicer stay for any family members
that are
there. It's been very incredible. So right now we are over our goal. But if you're making cards, don't let that stop you. Get them to us. All you have to do is go to spencersneighborhood.com to find out how.